Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Roach Brothers Tasty Tailgating, official tailgate partner of New England Football Night. Read and React, brought to you in part by Yokohama. Now through October 13th, buy a set of four Yokohama tires and receive a $100 Patriots Pro Shop gift card free. Details in store. Yokohama, technology drives better tires.
All right, as of every week, it's time for your questions here at AskPFW at Patriots.com. And before we get to it, how many weeks away are we from the Wilson?
We're getting close. Well, and by the way, you should be thankful. Because I'm not sure your Patriots will be ranking.
I am thankful we don't have it this week.
Fred, let's practice.
It's coming. Four games in, we'll have it.
Okay, all right.
You'll see.
All right. Well, anyway, this first question comes from Kyle Witkowski. And he wants to know, why isn't Leon Washington returning kicks over LeGarrette Blount?
That's a great question.
It's blunt. Now, Paul, you can answer.
I was ignoring that part of it, but that's a great question because I've been wondering the same thing. My only guess here is that when they re-signed Leon Washington, he did have a thigh problem. He was on the injury report with a thigh injury. He didn't play in the first game. He was inactive. My guess is that he's not quite 100%. They don't want to risk that. But, I mean, other than that, Bill hasn't really said anything. And even with Washington not doing it, I think Blount is a curious choice to handle those duties.
Yeah, but I do think we're going to see Washington maybe
at some
week.
Point.
Well,
some
I mean,
point,
the guy led the NFC last year, so it's not like he's incapable at this point in his career of doing it.
I think we'll
he's
see.
He's one of the premier kick returns in football.
All right, our next question comes from Jake Norton. And he happens to think if Peyton Manning had the same receivers Tom Brady has now, Manning would be doing a better job.
Yeah, I don't really agree with it. You know, Manning has always had somebody. He's always had a prime weapon. Harrison, Reggie Wayne, those guys always stayed healthy. Demaryius Thomas last year. I don't think we've ever seen Peyton Manning play in the type of offense that Brady has to right now without all his weapons. Depending on how you listed him, he's without what should be his top four, five, six weapons, depending how back you want, far back you want to go in the offseason. It's been ugly, and I think it would have been ugly with whoever was throwing the football because there's times when the receivers didn't run the right route, didn't get open, and didn't catch the ball. All three of those things are on the receivers. I don't know what the quarterback can do about that, so I totally disagree with that.
Yeah, I think Patriots fans are getting a little antsy here.
It's sort of unprecedented. Yeah. You know, this situation that the receivers are in is sort of unprecedented. They had no idea. Like Andy said, you go four or five deep. Not too many teams have ever done that.
Right. All right, and our final question comes from Rob Masters. And he has questions about Josh McDaniels. Judging from
gotta find somebody to blame.
Questions.
Judging from the players he's brought in, like Brandon Lloyd and Danny Amendola with the injuries, he's wondering if he is in fact the heir apparent, should we question his personnel aptitude?
Well, that's going to be an interesting one because, first of all, I'm not necessarily buying the heir apparent. I know that's a very common perception right now is that Josh McDaniels will take over for Bill Belichick one day. First of all, I don't think Bill Belichick's going anywhere anytime soon. Second of all, I don't necessarily think it's their choice. I think Robert Kraft will have something to do with who the successor is. But I also am not sure that you want to turn the keys over to one guy. Right now, Bill Belichick has earned that. He's proven he's put together a program that's, to me, unparalleled. They've won three Super Bowls, and they're always in it. Josh McDaniels doesn't come in, if he is the guy, and automatically become the GM.
Patriots Nation, chill out, okay? It's got to be okay.
We want Peyton Manning. It's we're wondering who the next coach and GM are going to be. What the heck is going
on? Focus on the positive. Two wins, no losses.
All right, send your questions every week to AskPFW at Patriots.com.